So, first of all, I would like to express my sincere gratefulness to all of you for coming tonight and for performing this kirtan, many hours kirtan. Actually, kirtan is the life of our movement. This is the most important activity of all. Let it be like this. This is the most important activity that we are doing every day, chanting the name of Krishna. And when we gather together and we chant together, this is the Sankirtan, means chanting all together. We perform kirtan every day in the form of japa. When we woke up and we wake up, but it's also important sometimes together with devotees. I want to ask your forgiveness because I was not here. I was chanting in the street with some other devotees for the benefit of the people of Montreal. So actually we were connected, although physically we were not here. So Maharaj Kishore asked me to give a class about Ratha Yatra, and he told me, but don't make it too much deep subject. But I am sorry, but this is not possible. Because the Ratha Yatra is not a superficial subject. I was thinking, how can I explain Ratha Yatra without going in the deep subject, and I could not find a way to do it, because Ratha Yatra is maybe some of the deepest festival we have. No, it's completely esoteric from the beginning to the end. I could not find a way to speak about Ratha Yatra. So let's see what we can do. There is a very beautiful chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita which is called the ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Ratha Yatra. This is maybe the most beautiful chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing how Lord Chaitanya was dancing in front of Jagannath and speaking with Jagannath. And Jagannath was answering back. So already we can see the subject is deep, because there is already dialogue between Chaitanya and Jagannath, inner dialogue. Huh? Yes. So this is a deep dialogue. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda,
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya
Jaya Nityananda,
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gura Bhakta Vrinda,
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gura Bhakta Vrinda,
Jaya
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda,
Jaya
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya.
So you all know the story of Indra Yumna Maharaj, how he wanted to see the deity of Nilamadava, but finally never got that opportunity. And he was so sad that one day in his dream, Krishna told him, Don't be sad, tomorrow I will appear in another form for your benefit. Tomorrow morning you will see some logs of wood arriving, floating on the ocean. Please come and pick me. And from these 3 logs of wood, carve some deities. So, actually, the next morning, Indrajumna Maharaj was informed that 3 logs, huge logs of wood, just had been transported from the ocean to the beach. Nobody knew where they came from. Then they had this carpenter, you know, to start carving the deities. And he said that there was a compromise. I accept to carve the deities, but you should never open the doors. If you open, then everything will be stopped. And one day Indrajumna Maharaj was, you know, always waiting behind the door, listening to the noise. And one day the noise stopped and his anxiety became so much strong that he could not help himself, and he opened the door and he found some unfinished poems. And he became very sad again. Oh my God, what have I done? No, the deities are not finished. And again that night, because he was a great soul, the Lord told him again in his dream, don't be sad, because I also exist eternally in this form, in the spiritual world. So you can worship me in that way. This is actually only just a pastime for Krishna to appear in that special form of Lord Jagannath. So when we're speaking about the Ratha Yatra, first question which is coming, and first question that everybody is asking on the street when we bring Lord Jagannath on the street, they are asking, well, who is this? What is this? They don't even say who, they say what. Because they don't perceive, you know, they say, what is this festival? Who is there on this chariot? It's very difficult to explain them. This is the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord of the universe. Oh, is it? I was not guessing he looked like that. What is this form? You know, the form of Jagannath is a mystery in itself. What is this form of Jagannath? So in order to understand what is the Ratha Yatra, we have to understand what is Jagannath. Who is Jagannath? No? This was known partially since long time, because this story of King Indrajumna took place in the Satya Yuga. And I don't know how, but this Ratha Yatra festival also started from the Satya Yuga. So it was celebrated during many, many millions of years. But nobody knew really what is the inner meaning of this pastime. Why we are taking Lord Jagannath, bringing him to the Gundicha Mandir on the other end of the grand road of Jagannath Puri. Until Krishna appeared himself as Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago and came to Jagannath Puri and decided out of his unlimited mercy to reveal this pastime for the benefit of humanity. Now I will reveal my secret, because when Krishna comes in the form of Lord Chaitanya, he gives up any reflection and gives entire control to his energy of mercy. That means he's not calculating anymore. You know, Krishna is calculating yayatamam prapadyanti tamstateva bhajamyaham. According to how you surrender to me, that much I am responding with you. But when he is coming in his form of Chaitanya, he withdraws this Isha Shakti, this energy of justice, we could say, will potency of justice, and gives freedom to his potency of mercy or Kripa Shakti. So this is two aspects of the Absolute, the justice and the mercy. Beyond the justice, there is the mercy. Mercy is more powerful than justice. If we rely on the justice, we have lost already. If we would ask, this is my right, I want this, because I have done this and this and this, so I have the right to obtain this, you know? But if we consider our situation and our qualification, if we appeal to that aspect of the law, this aspect of justice, we are already disqualified. Our only hope is to appeal to his aspect of mercy, where he is no more considering, okay, on the level of justice you are disqualified, but still there is mercy, and mercy is higher than justice. Now, even though you are unqualified, still I am feeling I want to give you. This is the real aspect that we are addressing in Krishna. This is very important to understand in our philosophy, because actually we are not worshipping Krishna. Those who worship Krishna, they will not go very far. We are worshipping the mercy of Krishna. It's much more powerful. Oh my Lord, I am worshipping your mercy. This nature in your heart, which inspire you to give, although I am unqualified. This is the nature I am appealing to. It's understandable? I offer my prayers to this part of your heart, which doesn't consider my unqualification. You understand? Then we can awaken that compassion in the heart of Krishna. So when Krishna comes, when Krishna decide to let completely control of to his energy of mercy, he appears in the form of Lord Chaitanya. And he decided to go to Jagannath Puri under the external request of his mother Sachi Devi, who told him, please go to Puri, that will not be so far. I can have some room from time to time from the devotees going and going in. Because there was a big, pilgrimage between the Ganga and Jagannath Puri, being the two most important places, Navadvipa and Jagannath Puri, in the eastern part of India. So there were a lot of exchanges. But this was the external cause. The internal cause is that Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, wanted to go to Jagannath Puri to reveal to the world this inner reason of Ratha Yatra. What is the meaning of this Ratha Yatra? What is the identity of Jagannath? And what he himself is desiring from his heart to share with the world, appearing as Lord Chaitanya. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami told us that all the inhabitants of Bengal, they came in order to perform the Ratha Yatra with Lord Chaitanya. And in the morning of Ratha Yatra, they all rose very early in the morning. They went to take bath in the ocean, because Lord Chaitanya was taking bath in the ocean. One day, one devotee told me, oh, the ocean is not comfortable after you have so many salt below. But Lord Chaitanya didn't mind about the salt. He minded that the ocean is a sacred place. And every morning he would take his bath in the ocean, he said, then go to the Mangalarti of Lord Jagannath. So he went with all the Bengali. These Bengali devotees, they are not ordinary souls. They are all his associates who came from the spiritual world with him. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jividoya Kori Saparshada Sriya Nama Sriya Dama Sabha Avatari. Krishna, along with all the liberated souls from the spiritual world, they came down 500 years ago. Not only Krishna, there were thousands of pure devotees coming from the spiritual world who took birth in different places, mostly around Bangladesh and Bengal, but some of them also from South India and different other places. And they all gathered for this day on Jagannath Puri. So this is a very special day, because each and every one of these personalities has the potency to purify all the places of pilgrimage. All these persons who were with Lord Chaitanya coming for the Ratha Yatra, they were personalities like Prabhupada. So we know what is the power of Prabhupada. We have seen what Prabhupada did in the world, you know. Each and every one of them was of the same caliber, you know, liberated soul from the spiritual world. So when they all came together, Lord Chaitanya took them all in the morning and they went in front of the chariot. And then Lord Chaitanya organized who will be singing. He organized four groups. In each and every group, he named one chanter, one main dancer, some mridanga, some kartal, I don't remember exactly how much. Everything was perfectly organized. Then they started chanting, because this is the main gift that Lord Chaitanya came to give us. This is the Nam Sankirtan. So the festival of Ratha Yatra goes along with chanting the holy name. And we cannot understand really the inner meaning of Ratha Yatra without chanting the holy name. It's a secret which is revealed within our heart if we chant purely the holy name. So, seven parties actually, not four parties, seven parties of Sankirtan. I want to read just a few verses, because there is no purport, but for me, every translation of Prabhupada is like a purport. The way he is translating, you know, the verse. If you look carefully how Prabhupada is translating the verse, it's not exactly literal. He's adding and he is also explaining within the verse. So this is what we call a Rasika commentary. He's putting his own realization inside the translation. So I will read from verse 49. Vaishnava mega gataya vilo badalam kirtanam desava varshe netrajalam. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names in great ecstasy, tears fell from their eyes like rain. So this is we are in the real kirtan, you know. As soon as they started chanting, tears fell from their eyes like rain. Not from his eyes, from their eyes. That means when we read the books, we have to enter into these books. This is like a cinema, you know. We have to see. We are in Jagannath Puri, chariot are there, you know, temple is there, behind the chariot, Lord Chaitanya is here, Lord Nityananda is here, all the Vaishnava are there, then they start kirtan. Because Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is doing something special in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is giving us some verses, but there is a lot between the verses also. There is a lot happening. And this is revealed within our heart when we read the verses. That's why we offer our obeisances before, begging to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, please let me see what is it between also the verses. So between these verses is that they start kirtan, you know. You know how kirtan starts, soft and sweet, first beats of mridanga, first sounds of kartals. In the beginning it's coming, you know, gradually. And with this song, then they start chanting. And as soon as they start chanting, everybody starts crying. because the level of love was very deep in the presence of Lord Chaitanya. So everybody starts crying. It's like rain, Prabhupada said, like rain. Badala, like a rainfall. Tribhuvana bhari ute kirtanera dhvani anyavya jadira dhvani kichuina shuni. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. So it's very mystical. Now they start singing, everybody starts crying, and the sound became so pervasive that nobody in the entire city could hear anything else than the song of their kirtan. The three worlds even there. Feel this. That means the entire universe. Three worlds means lower planetary system, middle planetary system, upper planetary system. The entire universe only we could hear only one sound. Lord Chaitanya and his associates singing. So we can have some drop of experience of this. Sometimes when we go on the street and we do kirtan, we can see that the sound of our kirtan will become very powerful and will really go far, far. Even though sometimes we have very little sound system. But there is a mystical performance in kirtan. It happens a lot. Yesterday it happened when we were in the parade. At some point, you know, we have a big sound system behind us, a big sound system in front of us, and we had our small, so short sound system. But I was in the middle of the kirtan, I could not hear nothing else than the vibration of the kirtan, of the holy name. And it was really filling the entire street, and everybody was completely amazed. So there is some other power. But that day was on another scale. It was the three worlds were filled with the sound vibration. So, after this, Lord Chaitanya came in front of Lord Jagannath and he recited one verse. He stood like this, in front of Jagannath, closed his eyes, and he said, Namo Brahmana Devayago, Brahmana Itayacha, Jagati Itaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo. This is why we use this verse a lot. Then he started dancing, in the middle of the kirtan. He started dancing, and some kind of mysterious dance. You know, when Chaitanya was dancing, you cannot find a more beautiful dance in the three worlds. This is why he is called Gauranatha Raj. He is the most beautiful dancer ever. Because he has no problem with the law of gravity, you know. Our dancing is so much limited because there is the law of gravity. If you, how to say, tilt too much, you will fall down. But he has no problem with that. So he can tilt as much as he wants. He can go as fast as he wants and as slow as he wants also. It's very difficult to make gracious gesture in a very slow motion. But he can. That means when Lord Chaitanya was dancing, sometimes he would go hyper fast, turning like a wheel, and sometimes he would go slow motion, you know? Sometimes with the modern technology, they're doing this in cinema. It goes from fast to slow, then again fast. So the dancing of Mahaprabhu is something like that. Extremely gracious. And it happens, he was a lot, jumping a lot in the air, and sometimes collapsed on the ground, and rolling on the ground, and again standing, and jumping, and starting to wheel. So many, many dance, and he start to dance like this. And Swarup Damodar, because Swarup Damodar is the topmost of the associate of Lord Chaitanya. His heart is non-different from the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said that even the senses of Swarup Damodar are non-different from the senses of Mahaprabhu. That means everything Mahaprabhu is feeling, he can also feel. He understands exactly what Lord Chaitanya is feeling. So, he started chanting this verse, Seta Parananat Paimuhi. Again, I have found the Lord of my life, you know, without whom I was burning in the fire of separation. This is not a verse from the Vedic scriptures or nothing. This is a song of love, some common song of love. And he started to change this. Again, I have found the Lord of my heart, without whom I was burning in the fire of separation. Because he understood the what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing when he was starting to reveal to the world. And when this song was going on, Lord Chaitanya with his gesture was playing, actually, the movement going with him, like a drama, you know. So what is this drama? The drama is about very old story when Krishna went to Dwaraka. That happened 5,000 years ago, but this is also an eternal pastime of Krishna. Actually, Lord Jagannath is Yadu Kumar or Yadunath. Yadu Kumar, Yadunath, Yadunandhan. How come we say so? Yadubhar. The Yaduraj. Many names. He's the prince of the dynasty Yadu. When Krishna left Vrindavan after staying there during 10 years and a half, he went to Mathura, then went to Dwaraka. But his heart always remained in Vrindavan. His heart could never leave Vrindavan. This is why we say actually Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, because the heart of Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. At the moment when Krishna and Balaram, they left the border of what we call Vrajmanda or Vrindavan, actually the two expansion, Vasudeva and Sankarsan, they went to Mathura and Dwarka. But the original form of Krishna and Balaram remained in an unseen form in Vraj. How can we understand this? What is the secret meaning behind this? It means Krishna was staying invisibly in Vrindavan, because there is actually two level of reality. One is called Prakat and the other one is called Aprakat. Right now we are living in the Prakat plane, dimension, you can say dimension. We are sitting in the Prakat dimension, which means the manifested world. But there is also another world which is called Aprakat. And it is there also. At the same time, we are also part of this other world. As a jiva, you know, we are spirit soul, we are Tathashta Shakti. Tathashta Shakti means we are situated on the Tata, or the shore, the line shore, between the two energy, material energy and spiritual energy. That means we are situated at the junction of the two dimension. You understand this philosophy? This is very philosophical, but try to understand this. From that place, the jiva can choose two paths. One is called Bahirmukha, the other one is called Antarmukha. Bahirmukha means he will turn his attention and consciousness toward the material world or external world, or toward the Prakat, the manifested world. And Antarmukha means what we are trying to do as spiritual practitioners, to turn toward the inside or the unmanifested world. We have access to both because we are Tathagata Shakti. The Jiva can go, we have the potency to go in both worlds. We are always at the junction of these two worlds. In 1 second, we can go from the one to the other. This is depending on our desire. You understand this philosophy? Our practice, sadhana, means we are trying to withdraw our attention from the material world and to absorb it into the internal world, the spiritual world. So actually, sometimes when Krishna appears in this world, actually, we don't say Krishna takes birth, we say he appears, because Krishna eternally is present or manifested in the aprakar, or the spiritual dimension. But sometimes he appears also in the material dimension. You follow me? Yeah? This is when he appears on earth. He is always there. Krishna is always there in our heart, and he is always next to us. There is no question that Krishna is not here. Krishna is always here. But sometimes we cannot see him with our external senses, and sometimes he will appear in our world of experience. This is called prakat. Krishna appears. Or we call also avatar, you know. He's descending to this world. And when he left Vraj, his expansion went out of Vraj, and he remained himself in the aprakat dimension, or invisible dimension. But his associates of Vrindavan, Nanda and Yashoda, you know, his friends, you know the friends of Krishna? Sridham, Subhar, Madhumangal, Stoka Krishna, Kinkini, Raktaka, Patraka, so many, Ujwal, Dham, Sudham, many, many transcendental boys. They are very great souls. They have so much love for Krishna that they are dealing with him on an equal level. They know everything about him. And then all the gopis, Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, these eternal associates of Krishna, they have access to the unmanifested dimension also. That unmanifested dimension is forever existing within their heart. So Sachinanda Maharaj explained one day in one class that actually when Krishna left Vrindavan, he entered into the heart of all the Vrajavasi. And from that day they could not see him anymore outside, but inside he was still here. If they were closing their eyes, Krishna was still here. You understand? This is the mystical aspect of our philosophy. Like Prabhupada left this world 14 November 1977. But this is just external understanding. Actually, Prabhupada never left. We can, at any second of our life, come into contact with Prabhupada just by sincerity, no? If we really humbly and sincerely desire his darshan or his presence, Prabhupada will come at once. Every one of us has some experience, sometimes we can feel, no? The presence of Prabhupada or the presence of Krishna, no? Sometimes we realize, oh, the deity is not a stone, it is really living. So, Krishna entered into their heart. This is one part of the story. So from that day they were living into separation. This is called Viprarambha. Externally there is a separation, Krishna is no more here, but internally Krishna is still there in their heart. You understand? This is what they are feeling. But externally they are like very sad, crying. But internally they are experiencing even deeper connection with Krishna within their heart. Because there is deeper connection when there is externally separation, actually. Generally, it works also in our world. When we are with someone which become very dear to us, we will realize how much we love that person when that person will go. No? When we become bereft of the association of that person, then we realize how much we were appreciative of that person, isn't it? This is normal because we are spiritual entities, so this is spiritual nature. So it's the same with Krishna. If you remember it. If you forget him, then it doesn't work. But if you remember Krishna, when Krishna goes, by diving into the remembrance of Krishna and having lost him externally, then deeper connection with Krishna is established. This is called love in separation, or Viprananda. And it is actually a very high level of love for Krishna. But we have to understand something. Love is a two-sided by nature. Love cannot, I mean pure love. In our world, most often love is not really two-sided. One person loves another, and even in the couples, there is always one person who loves the other more, you know. Or the wife loves more the husband, or the husband more loves more the wife. There is always some. Often one of them have some interest in the love, you know. Some financial interest, or some fame interest, or many things that can be means. Or maintenance interest. This is the love of this world. It's always mixed with many, many things. But on the level of pure love, there is no calculation. Pure love means that the lover have only one interest, is the pleasure and happiness of the object of love, of the person whom we love, you know? Nothing else. On the level of pure love, we don't mind about ourselves. We are ready to die at every second for the pleasure of our beloved. This is what we call pure love. If we want definition of pure love means that we are ready to die at any second, if that for the pleasure of our beloved. This is what we are supposed to reach. Prabhupada wanted us to reach pure love for Krishna. Are we ready to die for Krishna? If you are ready, then that means the love in your heart is pure. That will be tested. Because Krishna likes to see if we are just speaking or if we are really truly meaning what we... But the test will be beautiful. And if you come out victorious, then the everything will become wonderful. But we will have to go through that test. This is the art of Krishna. It is his way to make us enter into this kingdom of pure love. But we have to know something. On that level, love is two-sided. That means if we develop that kind of love for Krishna, this love is so powerful that the other person cannot remain indifferent. It will create in the heart of the other person the same feeling. This is the power of pure love. So by developing this pure love for Krishna, Krishna becomes bound. Actually, he already have that pure love for us. But he is waiting that we will respond with that same kind of pure love. And when that relationship is established, actually, this feeling is existing on both sides. So when Krishna went to Dwaraka, it is not that he went to Dwaraka and okay, let them feel that love in separation. I am with other friends now. I don't mind about them. I forget them. No, because their love was pure. And Krishna knows they are ready to give everything for me. No? So by this thought, he cannot forget them. It's impossible. When Krishna was in Mathura, one night, Krishna was walking on the balcony under the stars. And Uddhava came to him and said, "My Lord, you seem concerned. You seem concerned. Please tell me what is happening in your heart." And Krishna told him, "Actually, Uddhava, I want to tell you something. This is the secret of the Bhagavatam, you know. Have you read the entire Bhagavatam? This is from 11th canto. Krishna saying to Uddhava, "I want to tell you one secret." 11th canto is very secret canto. Then he took the two hands of Uddhava between his two hands, and from his heart he revealed to Uddhava, "Actually, what you are seeing in front of you is not me. This is only my body. But I am not here. What you see is only an empty body. My heart is there in Vrindavan. I am living here just like a machine, you know, externally, breathing and all this. But my life is no more here. This is like empty body. I am not here, I am in Raj. I am with this person because they have so much love for me, I cannot go from there. It's impossible. So just my body came here. But internally, my mind is 24 hours a day thinking about them." That means Krishna is living in the same state that they are living. You understand? They are living in separation from Krishna, and he is also feeling this. And when he went after to Dwarka, same thing. So Krishna in Dwarka, because he was a prince, externally he had always to show that he is happy. Everything is alright. This is one of the duty of the leaders. If they become, you know, too much depressive, everybody will become depressed. So the duty of a leader is to make always feel that everything is good, everything will be fine, even in the middle of big problems. If you are a leader, you know that when there is big problem, if you become too much sad, that will be catastrophe. Catastrophe, we can say in English? Catastrophic? Yeah. But the only way to save the situation is to say, "No, everything will be fine, we will to be optimistic, enthusiastic." So Krishna was playing this role in the palace of the Yadu. Externally, he was always trying to hide his inner feeling of separation. But the love that the inhabitants of Raj, they had for him, was so pure that he cannot forget that love one second. It's, you know, when someone really loves you, it's very powerful. You feel completely obliged to that person. This is how Prabhupada conquered the heart of so many people, because he had so much love. When the people came in contact with him, they felt, "That person has so much love for me." And when you feel that pure love, the only thing to do is to reciprocate on the same level. It means to offer yourself to that person, because this is what Prabhupada did. He offered himself to us. You know, coming at 70 years old in America, taking all, he offered himself, his entire life for us. When you realize this, you become obliged. No? Love is, pure love is very obliging. So Krishna is living on this level. And sometimes, when he is alone, tears fall from his eyes, you know, on the floor of the palace of Dwarka. Silently, Krishna is crying. So Jagannath means Krishna, who is in separation from the inhabitant of Vrindavan. This is what is inside the heart of Jagannath. In the spiritual level, when the love becomes too much intense, it disturbs the external body also. Or technically speaking, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, when the spiritual energy or the samvit and ladini portion of the spiritual energy touch the soul becomes the five life airs which are around the soul become completely disturbed because that energy is too pure, too much powerful. So when the spiritual energy touch the element water within the body, then tears start falling from the eyes and perspiration. That means the element water becomes completely unbalanced in the body, and the person cannot more control this thing. This is called technically astasattvika bhava, or symptoms of ecstasy. They are actually external manifestation of some very deep feeling, you know. When our soul enters in contact with the pure spiritual energy of love, that means the love of Krishna touch our heart, our body will react also externally in a strange way. There will be trembling or shivering, or you cannot control that. Even if you want to check, you cannot. So this is true for the devotees, but this is also true for Krishna. When his love and his feelings, they reach a certain level, his body will also transform. And when they reach very deep level of love in separation, with this feeling of separation, then his hands and feet, they enter into his body. And his eyes become dilated eyes, no? And his body becomes like wood. Very strange transformation. But this is how it happens. This is how Jagannath manifests himself. So Jagannath is like Krishna, who is stunned by the effect of the unlimited feelings of love and separation which are in his heart. You understand? Then this form appears. How can you explain this to some people on the street who ask, who is this person in the chariot? It's a very difficult question. Every year they ask me, I say, well, ask this devotee, then maybe he will tell you. I don't know what to say. Maybe he has some other kind of answer that will satisfy you. I don't have time to explain all these things. Well, first you may purchase that book and read it, then in a few years we can speak about that. So this is Jagannath, you know, he is in this mood. When intensity becomes unlimited, everything is already unlimited in Krishna, but even in the unlimited there is some different level of intensity. There is little unlimited, middle unlimited, maximum unlimited, unlimited. There is some level also. Then this form of Jagannath appears. Then we understand who is Jagannath. Radha, Viraha, Vigraha. Understand? Lord Jagannath is a Krishna, the form of Krishna when he is feeling separation from Radharani. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Krishna, Viraha, Vigraha. Feeling of separation from Krishna. So these two forms go together. They are complementary. Radha Viraha Vigraha, Krishna Viraha Vigraha. Radharani feeling separation from Krishna,
and Krishna feeling separation from Radharani. So Krishna is in Dwaraka. No? In his side, his heart is crying day and night.
I'm not saying this, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying this. He's saying this. Actually, Lord Jagannath says this. He said,
my dear, this is Lord Jagannath answering to Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya started to speak to Lord Jagannath. He said, why have you left Vrindavan? How can you do this to us? You know our love is pure. So how can you do this? Drown us in this feeling of separation? We cannot. It's too much unbearable feeling. Why are you doing this? Do you want us to die? This is the question Mahaprabhu is asking to Jagannath. And Jagannath answering to him, my dearest Srimati Radhani, because Jagannath is Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So actually he is Radharani. Please hear me. I am speaking the truth. This is when we say this in a spiritual context, that means revealing one's heart. Please listen to me. I am telling the truth to you. That means I am telling you my heart. I cry day and night simply upon remembering all you inhabitants of Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, father, cowherd boy, friend, and everything else are like my life and soul. And among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopi are my very life and soul. And among all the gopi, you, Srimati Radharani, are the chief, therefore you are the very life of my life. So Jagannath saying, I'm crying day and night. So this is deep meaning. I cannot say this in a superficial way. And on that day, it happened that a lunar eclipse was scheduled. There would be a lunar eclipse. So Krishna said, let's go to Kurukshetra. Because there are the five kuns created by Lord Parashuram. It's very beneficial to take bath in this kun on the lunar eclipse day. So he decided with all his dynasty to go there. But inside his heart, he was doing this in order to be able to meet again the inhabitant of Vrindavan. And they felt the inspiration, oh, Krishna will go to Kurukshetra, let us go also there. No? So they went also. And on that day, means lunar eclipse, at this holy place of Kurukshetra, actually Jagannath Puri is representing Kurukshetra, they met again. So Ratha Yatra means again the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they meet Krishna. So externally this separation is finished, no? Please listen to me carefully. Now it will become more complicated. So externally this separation is finished. They are reunited once again. But what happened at this time, on the spiritual level, as soon as there is a meeting with Krishna, internally the reverse is happening. Feeling separation. So they found themselves finally in front of Krishna, but they are feeling separation from him. They cannot fully accept that Krishna is in front of them. They are not even sure that Krishna is really in front of them. They are thinking, are we dreaming or Krishna is really in front of us? Because this is too much. 100 years pass. And we have to know, yugaitam nimishena. When you are living in such a level of pure love for Krishna, only one nimisha, means blinking of an eye, seems to you like entire yuga, or millions of years. So what to speak of 100 years? They were experiencing like unlimited time Krishna has gone. Now Krishna is in front of them. They're wondering, is he really here or this is a dream? Because already every night they're dreaming about Krishna. But in the morning when they awaken, they say, oh no, Krishna is not here. So now again they're seeing Krishna and thinking, is this here or we are dreaming and tomorrow morning we will awaken again in Vrindavan. And this was only a dream, we went to Kurukshetra. So everything becomes upside down, you know, complete confusion in love. Because the love becomes too much intense, there is confusion. This is called union in separation. These two feelings merge together. You follow me? These two feelings merge together. And at that time Krishna, it's happening also for him. Same thing, he is seeing the inhabitant of Vrindavan, but I don't know how you say in English. In French we say, he couldn't believe his eyes. You have such an expression in English also?
Yeah, same.
He could not believe. This is true, this was too much beautiful to be true. And he manifested that form of Jagannath. And they started to tell. And they were also feeling awkward in this assembly because, you know, he's dressed like a king. He's no more having the flute and the peacock feather. He's having some golden slippers or no more walking barefoot. So they could recognize him, but they were not fully finding him like they love him. So in this feeling of separation, they are begging him, please come back to Vrindavan. We don't want to experience you in this way, we want to experience you like it was before, in our childhood. That means they are asking him to come also inside their heart, because Lord Chaitanya said, my heart is like Vrindavan, so please come there. Not only externally, I want also you to come inside my heart. So this is, generally speaking, the meaning of Ratha Yatra. By his unlimited mercy, Prabhupada introduced us to this pastime. That means when we are doing Ratha Yatra, this is not a fancy festival we are doing. This is not like imitation. Because Jagannath, the deity, is non different from Krishna of Dwarka. This is all the mystery of spiritual life, that actually we are already there. But we cannot perceive it. But by participating in these festivals, if we do it sincerely, with all our heart, one day we will realize, wow, it's not just a show we are doing in the street of Montreal. When Lord Jagannath comes out in Montreal, that street becomes the great road of Jagannath Puri. And it becomes Kurukshetra also. And Krishna is there, and the inhabitants of Vrindavan is there, no? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in front of the cars. We are in the middle of that. But because we are blind, we cannot see. We're thinking, oh, the Ratha Yatra was nice this year. We were walking on, I don't know which street, St. Laurent Street? No? St. Laurent Street? We were walking in St. Laurent Street, there were many people. This is the external aspect of the festival, but there is also an internal aspect. But in order to discover that spiritual dimension, we have to go deep in our chanting, mostly. This will depend on the quality of the kirtan, you know. When we're doing Ratha Yatra, we have to be very careful that our chanting on this day must be very deep and pure. Because at that time we will be able to grasp some feelings from the spiritual dimension. No? then we will be, our heart will be transported, seeing Jagannath in the chariot. We will understand he's not just a statue that we are just drawing in the street of Mosia. No, he's living. Jagannath is living. These are the feelings of his heart. And now in our heart we will be also touched by these feelings, and our heart will feel this. Prabhupada gave us entrance into that pastime, because he is living in that pastime, coming in our world to give us entrance in that pastime. So we just pray to the Vaishnava and Srila Prabhupada that one day, by their unlimited mercy, somehow or other, we may get some little drops of that beautiful reality falling into our heart, and let us see some few glimpses of that transcendental beauty we call prema, pure love for Krishna, and what happens on that level of life, because this is the goal of our life. So I will stop here, because time has gone so fast. Thank you very much. Please give me your blessing that one day I can realize something about that. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada.